Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Live 11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price just kind of lamenting what it felt like to be in the low 90s this time of day.
Oh, gosh, it's miserable.
Oh, come on. Come on. Welcome to the afternoon show, folks. We do appreciate it. Thanks for the ride home. Temperatures, as we've been saying throughout the day, will fall into the middle 30s this afternoon. Brr. It'll be dropping. You like that? That was...
Brr. Shiver me timbers.
I wrote a story today on News Radio 92.3 that was titled, Brr. It's cold out, or something like that. Anyway, look at it.
Maybe it's cold.
I forget the title of it. But anyway, it started off with brr. Anyway, temps swell into the 20s tonight. Yes, this is the night it is most acceptable to go ahead and put those long johns on.
Yes.
Absolutely. They're required evening attire tonight, probably, if you're going out, because it's going to be chilly out there. Let me just kind of remind you. Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton is open, and they have that weather shelter, cold weather shelter, open tonight. It opens actually 6:30 this evening. It's not open now. I didn't mean to say that, but 6:30, it'll open up till 8:30. If you want to bring a pet, it has to be a service animal.
Right.
So just remember that, and I'm going to go over the four P's with you. I know you might have heard this before, but let me just remind you. Remember the four P's tonight: pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep the pets indoors. Make checks on older folks, friends, and neighbors. Leave those faucets dripping. And it's a good idea to cover the outdoor plants and bring in the potted plants. When I said that about the faucets drinking, I've got something coming up about the plumbers, and you're going to like this. That'll be coming up later this hour. We'll talk about the cold weather and some tips the plumbers would like to pass on to you.
Oh,
To help, just so you don't have to call them. They don't want to go out. They don't want to go
out. It's for their sake, too.
Yeah, also, ECFR, Escambia County Fire Rescue, encouraging you to practice safe space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. You got to know that. And then other than that, coming up, we're going to have some information from the plumbers in just a few minutes.
All righty. And one of our top stories here nationally, Donald Trump has been declared the winner of the 2024 presidential election by Congress. In a joint session, lawmakers finalized the announcement as part of the official process. VP Harris opened the sealed envelopes containing the electoral vote certificates in her role as president of the Senate. The Electoral Count Reform Act, passed by Congress in 22 after the January 6th riots, clarifies that the vice president has only a ministerial role. I don't know why my tongue tripped over itself there, with no power to set aside electoral votes.
Okay. I got to credit Kamala Harris today. She was she conducted herself very professionally, because you know that had to just jack her around when she was reading those numbers.
Yeah, probably an emotional roller coaster.
I'm sure it was. Well, look how much time that she spent in her life on the every day on the road. Every day, different speech, different people, blah, blah, blah. That's brutal. I don't know that because I've never done that, but yeah. It has to be brutal. So anyway, I'll give her kudos today. She really performed apropos for her title of Vice President of the U.S. Hey, stocks ending the first day of the first full trading week of 2025 mixed. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The Dow losing steam in the final hour of trading, with the major averages finishing mixed. Tech stocks were the biggest winners today, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of NVIDIA climbed over 3% for a record close. Bitcoin pushing above $102,000 for the first time in a couple of weeks. Investors are optimistic about the cryptocurrency's future. Shares of FuboTV surging 249% after the company announced that it would be merging its sports streaming service with Disney's Hulu Plus live TV service. The Dow winners: NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amazon. The Dow decliners: Amgen, Procter & Gamble, and Honeywell. The Dow falling 26 points. The NASDAQ up 243. S&P 500 up 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 5:15 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Oh, let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect this hour. Do have some backups on I-10 passing the I-110 north ramp. That's particularly if you're traveling westbound. Also have some minor issues on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound towards Glover Lane coming from the downtown Milton area, but that's not too severe. As for the weather, we're sitting at around, it was 40 degrees last hour, since dropped to 37, low of 30 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a sunny Tuesday, high of 48, low of 31.
Okay, and let me just put it like this, miles of smiles up in Milton.
Nice rhyme.
Well, it works out. Additional funding on the way for Whiting Field, the $895 billion, that's with a B, National Defense Authorization Act includes $1.4 million for the design of a new child development center over at Whiting Field. The funds exceeds the amount originally approved for allocation. In June, the Senate Armed Services Committee had set aside about $3 million for design of the center. We'll take the 4-1. And smile all the way out the door on that.
Absolutely. And early voting for the primary into District 1 congressional race begins in 2 weeks, where 10 Republicans are vying for the chance to move to the special election on April 1st. By-mail ballots have already been sent. In Escambia County, early voting dates run Saturday, January 18th through Saturday, January 25th, from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. In Santa Rosa County, early voting dates are the same, but they're from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Special primary election day itself is January 28th.
517 News Radio 92.3. Folks over in Okaloosa County may be feeling not so in a cheerful mood today, and rightly so. Officials purchased, of course, USS, but it's not. It's SS United States in October for $1 million. Today, it still sits at the Port of Philadelphia. Local officials were given a deadline to move that ship by December 14th. That did not happen. And now Okaloosa has to pay a $100,000 fine, which they have paid. And also the nice folks at the Port of Philadelphia imposing a daily fee of $3,400 for it to sit there. If the new diver destination was sunk in the western location off the coast of Destin, the ship would be about 12 miles from the Oriskany. You know, we sunk that back in 2006. That carrier is currently the artificial leader for a reef in the world, the largest, and a title that would be forfeited when the SS United States is reefed. If they can get that thing out of, there's a lot of issues with that thing.
Yeah.
They're really just a lot of issues going around. It almost reminds me of the rocket ship that was at the foot of Palafox Street down here, Bezos' rocket ship. They were paying some astronomical amount just to sit there. And they sat there probably for 3 years or so. But, those port fees and fines like that can get pretty but you know what's $3,400 to Bezos?
That's a very,
question. That's not even a tip. What am I saying?
Yeah, we can't relate.
Anyway, I hope the folks over in Okaloosa County can get that ship out of port in Philadelphia and get it down here.
All righty, 518, we'll take a quick break. When we return, measures are in place to ensure it's safe to celebrate Mardi Gras in Escambia County. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What should you look for in a church? Allow me to give you three things. Look for a church that exalts the Savior, a church that equips the saints, and a church that evangelizes the sinner. And by exalt the Savior, I mean a church where Christ is not just prominent, but where he's preeminent in the singing and preaching. And by equip the saints, I'm describing a place where Christians are learning the Bible and are growing in their personal walk with God. By evangelizing the sinner, I'm describing a church where the congregation is together focused on giving the good news of the gospel to the community around them. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you to get involved in a church with these three ingredients, and you'll find yourself in a healthy church.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
We are Lions. We bring hope where it's needed. We are a global force for good. Support causes that matter. Change lives. Change communities. Change the world. We can do more together than we can alone. Join in. Experience the joy of serving. Be part of the movement. Give back. Let's unite the world for good. We are Lions. You can be too. Visit weserve.org.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant, Austin Price. You get down with your bad self over there, man.
Yeah, on the turntables over here.
Oh, boy. Okay, hey, it's going to be cold. The fact is, it's going to be cold tonight. Please protect the four P's. You know what I'm just talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes, you're talking about plants, pipes, pets, and people.
You got it down.
Of course.
So just remember that and just be very, I don't know, some people would probably like it to snow around here. You know, I
for a change. Just a little.
I think, why not, right? Well, one place that is getting its fair share, the East Coast, getting hammered by a snow system that hit the Midwest moving eastward. Janice Dean, you know her. She's the lady on Fox and Friends in the morning. You see her all the time. She has more in this Fox weather report.
A significant winter storm that brought record-breaking snow and blizzard conditions to the central U.S. and Midwest over the weekend, now blasting the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic. We will continue to see moderate to heavy snow, also the risk of freezing rain and ice for some areas. 6 to 12 inches of snow will be possible for the D.C. area, which will be crippling for this region. Travel disruptions and closures will be imminent. Meanwhile, on the warmer side of the storm, severe thunderstorms will be possible over the southeast. Cold air will stay in place as another storm system develops later this week, impacting some of the same spots possibly. Stay tuned for the latest storm coverage with Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, I think it's most apropos to just to let you know that this system she's talking about moving across the country is affecting flight operations at Pensacola International.
Just a tad.
Yeah, the flight board looks pretty pretty challenging this afternoon. Is that the word I should use?
Pretty scrappy.
Yeah, really is. Flights coming in Chicago, Dallas, Charlotte, Houston, Atlanta, Orlando, Tampa, Charlotte, Dallas, Fort Worth, Charlotte and Atlanta, and Denver. If you heard those names, you've got delays. Call your air carrier and ask them, when is that plane going to be in Pensacola?
Fair question.
Ask the question. That's the best way to handle that one. So good luck. If you have to go out to the airport tonight, bring along a little bit of patience for yourself. 526, a cadet has made history on his journey to the military service. A lot of you military folks are going to like this one. Teresa Crowley has more.
An exceptional achievement at Bridgeport Military Academy in Connecticut. Cadet Master Chief Petty Officer Ja'Kai Lake got the news in class. He's the first Academy cadet to be nominated to all four U.S. service academies.
I was actually in my last class. It was like a gym class. And so then I did a double take, and I looked at it again. I saw the number was from Washington. And that's when I picked it up, and he called me and told me that I was getting the recommendation to all four service academies.
The very selective West Point, the Air Force Academy, the Merchant Marine Academy, and the U.S. Naval Academy. But Cadet Lake has chosen the Naval Academy. He has always wanted to be a Navy SEAL. His advice for success, don't switch goals. Pick one goal and stick to it. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
You might run into my son up at Annapolis.
Really?
Yeah. Probably will.
All right.
I didn't do it, I promise.
Just past 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Since we've been talking about the weather a lot, we'll start with that first. 37 degrees, low of 30 tonight. We are in a high surf advisory until 6 p.m. Don't know why you'd be out in the water, though. That's natural selection will probably kick in at that point. Tomorrow, beautiful Tuesday, high of 48, low of 31. Should be sunny throughout the day. As for the roads, not too much going on. Do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and a little bit on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile.
That big black and white cow that says eat more chicken, you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there's a Zamboni down at Amalie Arena in Tampa where the Bolts play down there. It's dressed like a big black and white cow. That carries a big sign, eat more chicken. Anyway, what I'm getting to here, it's not uncommon for fast food restaurants to change their menus or recipes, but a changeover Chick-fil-A is receiving what they say horrible reviews. Chick-fil-A made an adjustment to its waffle potato fries by adding pea starch to the coating. The move is meant to keep them crispier longer while maintaining the same great taste. Here's a couple of responses from customers saying, the new product is stale, dry, and has no flavor. That will not sell you many waffle fries.
No,
I guarantee
it will not.
CJ Papa has more on the story.
Many Chick-fil-A customers are fired up over the taste of the chain's popular waffle fries, some describing them as gross, others writing on social media they miss the sogginess of the old fries, adding the new ones are dangerously sharp. One woman claims her son suddenly had hives after eating at the restaurant, saying she's not returning. The famous Atlanta-based chain revealed a slight change to the recipe, saying while it did not affect the taste of the fries, it will make them stay crispier longer. CJ Papa, Fox News.
That's what you call a real customer.
Yes. Mentioned this before the break. Here locally, measures are in place to ensure it's safe to celebrate Mardi Gras in Escambia County. Pensacola police have increased their presence since the deadly attack in New Orleans last week. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says some changes are visible, like large trucks at big intersections, but there are other changes going on behind the scenes, and those who attended Saturday's Blessing of the Floats appreciated the enhanced security. One man told Channel 3 he's not scared or anything, but he did feel better seeing what all the PPD had done.
Okay, early voting for the primary in the District 1 congressional race begins in a couple of weeks. Early voting dates in Escambia, Santa Rosa counties, Saturday, January 18th through Saturday, the 25th. Some of your early voting locations, I wanted to pass this on to you. And by the way, we have this posted up on News Radio 92.3. I wrote a story about this one. Escambia County Supervisor's Election Office on Palafox Place, the main library on Spring Street, Molino Community Center on Highway 95A. That's up in Molino. Ashbury Place on College Boulevard, Southwest Library, Tryon Library, I believe that's what they call it, on Gulf Beach Highway. No, it's not. This is the one on Gulf Beach Highway. Don't get you confused here. Bellevue Library on Mobile Highway, and the Escambia County Extension Services on Stefani Road. Now, if you would like the Santa Rosa voting locations, the main elections office, this is right behind the McDonald's on Highway 90 in Milton. South Service Center. This is one block east of the zoo on Highway 98 on Gulf Breeze Parkway. And there's another location over on Caroline Street. So there you go. Take care of business. Early voting is coming up.
I'm John Saucier. It was a joint session of Congress on Capitol Hill today to certify the results of the 2024 election. Vice President Kamala Harris presiding over this joint session.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed a sufficient declaration of the persons elected, President and Vice President of the United States.
Well, she actually becomes the third Vice President to oversee the certification of her own election's loss. Today's proceedings come, of course, on the same day 4 years ago when a group of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol to disrupt the certification of Joe Biden's election win. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the attack shouldn't be forgotten.
We will never forget. We cannot forget. Because democracy is both sacred, its roots are deep.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nippon and U.S. Steel are filing a federal lawsuit challenging the Biden administration's decision to block a proposed nearly $15 billion deal for Nippon to acquire Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel. The suit alleges Biden's decision was political and therefore violated the company's due process. Amazon's Ring is setting to launch with an industry partner to sell a connected smoke alarm, according to a company announcement today from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Kitty Smart Smoke Alarm with Ring will cost just under $55, while the Kitty Smart Smoke and CO Alarm with Ring will cost just under $75. Both products will ship in April. On Wall Street today, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping 25, the S&P 500 up 32, and the NASDAQ gained more than 240. U.S. crude oil futures for February sit above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Sam Darnold had a tremendous regular season with an awful final game. Sam last night with the number one seed in NFC North crown on the line was extremely jittery and missed high on many throws, only completing 18 of 41 passes for 166 yards. And that performance provides more merit to the claim that the Vikings will allow Darnold to ink a lucrative contract elsewhere this offseason while handing the baton over to J.J. McCarthy. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 878-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey folks, this is Jimmy Patronis, Florida's Chief Financial Officer, wishing each of you a Merry Christmas. Now, I just received an amazing phone call a few weeks ago that I want to tell you about. President Trump called me and said, Jimmy, I want you to run for Congress. Wow. Yes, the guy who just won a landslide victory defeating the crazy Democrats in Washington, the guy who just got shot, stood back up and said, fight, fight, fight. That guy. President Donald J. Trump told me to run for Congress. Well, my mama didn't raise a dummy, so my response to the president was a very simple, yes, sir. I will run, and we will enact President Trump's agenda. We will secure the border. We will get rid of the woke foolishness in Washington. It's an honor of a lifetime to have President Trump's endorsement. The president can count on me, and so can you. I'm Jimmy Patronis, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. I'd be honored to have your support. Paid for by Friends of Jimmy Patronis, Inc.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to The Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Winter Restaurant Week, Pensacon at The Fish House, Valentine's Day Dinner, and Aria at Jackson's Steakhouse, and the Naples to Napa Food and Wine Event at Angelina's on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked extensively about the Escambia County Commission's non-decision when it comes to OLF 8. Got our monthly update from our good friend and farmer Ryan Jenkins and talked with him about the prospects of preserving farmland and what is short corn. Talked with Sheriff Johnson about a recent personnel change involving their chaplains program. And our frivolous topic for the day was, would you rather live in a world where there is no tamper-proof seals on anything? You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 remembers Jimmy Carter.
Well, I think my legacy has been perpetuated, whatever it might be, between the presidency and the Carter Center by a commitment to peace instead of constant wars.
Jimmy Carter served one term as our president, but since he left office in 1980, he set the gold standard of what a past president of the United States could accomplish. He was a man who used his faith to try to do the right thing, even though it may have cost him politically.
News Radio 92.3.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Let me just tell you, can you turn that up just a little? Just go ahead and run up there. Lionel Richie used to be with the Commodores.
Yes.
And they would come to Pensacola. This was back in the 60s. Yeah, 60s or so. And they would play at these Catholic dances in town. The Commodores would be playing. They were like a local band around this place. I think they were out of Tuskegee, Alabama.
Hmm. Anyway, I didn't know that.
Great song.
Yeah. I figured we'd been playing some dance music, like some kind of more up-tempo, and I wanted a more mellow thing.
Lionel's the best. He really is. All right. You and I talking off mic, babbling about the NFL situation and how crummy of a game that Chiefs game was last night against Denver.
Yes.
I'm sorry I wasted my hours on that one.
Well,
I want them back.
Well, and the thing is, not only was it an ugly game, it was 38-0 Denver. Not only was it such an ugly final score, but it annoyed a lot of people because not only did it have a playoff impact with the Broncos winning, clinching a playoff spot, and I think kicking like teams like the Bengals out, it upset people because it's the epitome of why it sucks when star players sit out. And also, it upset people because it got so bad that CBS pulled coverage. They pulled the national coverage and instead took you to the Chargers-Raiders game. But not only was that game not really thrilling either, but Denver fans were upset saying, my Broncos haven't made the playoffs in years. This is us kicking butt on a rival to get into the playoffs for the first time in years, and you're taking us away the opportunity to see that for another beatdown game that has our rivals in it. It was just a disaster.
Ugly.
Yeah.
Just ugly.
Head to toe.
That's all it was. Okay, NFL playoff field all set to go. You hear Austin, he's ready.
I'm fired up.
The wild card round kicking off next Saturday, and Austin's going to be all over this one this week, so stay with us for sports, I guarantee it. Frank Lanza wraps up an exciting final day of the 2024 NFL regular season.
Make the Lions the Super Bowl favorites in the NFC. Detroit beat Minnesota 31-9 Sunday night for win number 15 to clinch the NFC North crown and a first-round bye. Two teams entered Sunday only needing a win to clinch a playoff spot, and they both took care of business. In the NFC, the Bucs rallied past the Saints 27-19 to win the NFC South. Mike Evans caught an 8-yard pass on the final play to join Jerry Rice as the only receivers in NFL history with 11 consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. In the AFC, Broncos rookie Bo Nix threw 4 touchdown passes in a 38-0 rout of the Chiefs, who already wrapped up the AFC's top seed. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Boy, that Saints Bucks game was dirty. It was ugly too.
Well, yeah, it was an entertaining game in the sense of it was competitive. Had a big comeback for the Bucks there. And great story for Mike Evans. I mean, that guy's just phenomenal. As if he already didn't have a Hall of Fame resume.
And the folks sitting in New Orleans don't feel that way.
You are correct.
I guarantee
yes.
that.
But, you know, keeping with the theme of Floridian NFL teams and wide receivers, Miami Dolphins players are spending the afternoon cleaning out their lockers after another season without making the playoffs. Their playoff dreams were dashed by yesterday's 32-20 loss to a team that they had beaten 8 of the last 9 times, the New York Jets. And the fans aren't the only ones upset. Star wide receiver Tyreek Hill just straight up announcing after the game that he intends to get out of Miami. Team owner Stephen Ross has already said that both general manager Chris Greer and coach Mike McDaniel will continue to lead the team.
Yeah, that's going to be something to watch, and we will be all over that story. I guarantee that. Let's not forget about our good guys, Ice Flyers. They seem like they spends more time on the road than they do here sometimes.
It does sound like that.
Well, let me tell you, don't expect this. Well, let me just give you the story here. Saturday, the Flyers, of course, dropped Birmingham 5-2. When I say drop Birmingham, we won that game 5-2.
Beat up on them.
Yeah, we had a real good outing. The good guys face Macon, Friday, and Saturday on the road, then return to home ice Sunday for game 3 of their series against the Mayhem. And I got to tell you, those road trips have got to place some physical problems with those players. I mean, that's brutal, doing that road trip and then having to they probably leave right after the game on Saturday. And they drive all night long, I don't know how many hours it is to Macon, but I'm sure it's a few hours.
Yeah, it takes a while.
But anyway, they get back in the middle of the morning. In other words, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Then they got to go play a game that day. That's brutal.
That's got to stink.
Okay, and also I want you to make and correct your calendars here for the game time. Puck will drop 4 p.m. in the Baysitter, not their usual 7:05 start.
Okay. And the Tampa Bay Rays hoping to have their ballpark up and running by the 2026 season after it was damaged during Hurricane Milton. The team's president says it expects the city of St. Petersburg to follow through with its promise to repair Tropicana Field as part of its current use agreement. The stadium suffered at least $56 million worth of damages after the storm tore off its roof. There have been little talks about whether the Rays will follow through with its portion of a $1 billion project to build a new ballpark by opening day of 2028. The next deadline for the development is at the end of March.
Okay, good luck. You know, let me. I'm going to tell you because I'm very familiar with Tropicana. You know what the major reason was that people really didn't like that field so much?
What's that?
The ceiling. The ceiling was painted.
Lose the ball.
Gray. and the balls would get lost up there. And also, if the design of the stadium, if you come into the stadium, you're coming in from the center field. You're walking right in, and it's center field there. So it's not your traditional walking in the home plate. You see that kind of thing. So it was kind of a misguided effect. And the folks down in the Tampa Bay, Clearwater, St. Pete area have wanted a new stadium for a while. I don't think under these conditions, though.
Yeah, they probably wanted a bit more ideal of a transition, for sure.
The folks over there in the communications department over the Rays, great people. Chris Muller and his team over there, just super people. So for their sake, I hope they get some new digs real quick.
Yeah, hope it works out as smoothly as possible.
Absolutely.
Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Speaking of things going smoothly, not having much congestion from what I can see, do have our usual afternoon backups on I-10. That's if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, 37 degrees, have a high surf advisory in effect for the next 15 minutes. So please just stay out of the water. We do have a wind chill currently making it feel like 26 degrees out there, but the low tonight officially is 30. Tomorrow going to be a high of 48 and a low of 31.
Okay, we've been telling you, and this is a perfect kind of a transition here.
Yes.
We've been telling you to protect your household pipes from those freezing temps tonight and forecast for the next few days. External exposed pipes are the most likely to freeze. I'm getting these are the plumber's tips I was telling you about.
Yeah.
Here's a few of the tips in which I guarantee you're pretty qualified. You need to insulate pipes or faucets in unheated areas. A little late for that tonight, but something to think about. Disconnect and drain outdoor hoses. Run a trickle of water from the faucet further. Now, this is the interesting thing, because we've just been saying run your, you know, trickle to your faucets and things.
Right.
But the folks in the plumbing world say run a trickle of water from the faucet furthest from the water line coming into your house. I don't think I understand where mine would be, but that's what you should do. Usually, Usually this is in a room at the back of the house or outside in the yard. And remember the backflow preventer. Residents who have protectors on their properties for water lines, swimming pools, things like that, need to protect those preventers from freezing as well and wrap them good. We used to have a big backflow problem over at ECUA, freezing up things and things that they had to take care of. But it's on the resident side to make sure these things are operational.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's on you. You just need to make sure you wrap them very, very good tonight and tomorrow night and the next night.
And one of the things you wanted me to mention as well, because we recently got confirmation of this, no chances of that sleet that we were kind of afraid of hearing about.
Good for you. Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people were, is there snow around here? Well, no.
Realistically, the chances of that are always very slim.
No, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no, we're not going to be the winter wonderland you see in the Hallmark movies, all right?
Here we are, the bearer of bad news, and not feeling bad about it.
Yeah.
Okay, various technology CEOs are donating millions to the inauguration of President-elect Trump in favor of a reconciliation package that could impact him. They're still on the line here. He's not backing off from a few of these guys. Nate Foy has the details from West Palm Beach, Florida.
The election now certified and the inauguration exactly 2 weeks away. The big tech money is accumulating. Uber and its CEO donating $1 million each. You mentioned Apple's CEO Tim Cook donating, as well as OpenAI's Sam Altman. Now, some of these donations are personal, others coming strictly from the companies. Cook and Altman donating $1 million each. Meta and Amazon, of course, owned by Mark Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, are making company donations of $1 million each. Saturday night, Trump met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni at Mar-a-Lago. He'll meet with House Republicans later this week to discuss a reconciliation package that could impact taxes and regulation for big tech.
Mm. 5:48, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Around this time every hour, I'd like to get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closing mixed. This is the start of another shortened trading week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 25 points to 42,706. The S&P 500 rose 33 points to 59.75, and the NASDAQ climbed 243 points to 19.865.
It is completely no secret that there is a huge, massive snowstorm moving across the upper U.S.
Yes.
Countries facing massive winter storms where some areas are seeing large amounts of snow. Well, here's Nick Koshure in Washington.
There was a bit of a lull in the snowfall earlier this afternoon. So right after midnight this morning, the snow started. Bit of a lull this afternoon. The snow is back to falling. There's 230 snow plows here in the D.C. metro area doing their absolute best to keep this 5 to 7 inch snowfall at bay. And they've done a great job. And on some of the more primary roads, it certainly is drivable, a little slushy in spots. But once you get onto some of these back roads here, it gets much more treacherous. And that's going to be the challenge for residents here going forward.
And the challenge going forward, if you would have said this, they're going to put that darn salt on the roads. And if you don't get that off your car quickly, it will absolutely eat your frame away. It's just not good stuff. Oh, but it's so pretty.
Yeah.
Okay.
United Airlines launching its first commercial flight with Starlink Wi-Fi this spring. It's accelerating its timeline for the new internet service, which is a subsidiary of Elon Musk-owned SpaceX. United plans to have its entire two-cabin regional fleet use Starlink by the end of the year. The satellite-based Wi-Fi will be free for members of Mileage Plus, United's frequent flyer program.
All right. Thousands of Florida residents going to see more money from Social Security. See, I've got your ear now, don't I?
Yeah.
SS benefits will be increased by hundreds of dollars per month, an average of about $360 per month by December 2025, this year. These amounts will also increase over time with Social Security's regular cost of living adjustments. More than 2.5 million Americans will receive a lump sum payment to compensate for the shortfall in benefits they should have received in 2024. Short-changing people, are they?
Perhaps. 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a new study shows teens using less drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. Details on that, good news, and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Classes start January 10th. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
You okay?
I can't sleep with this cough.
Sounds like you need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with NyQuil VapoCool. It's NyQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa!
So you're ready to get some sleep? Thank you, NyQuil VapoCool.
NyQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing nighttime coughing, aching, fever, best sleep with a cold medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. I apologize for interrupting Frankie Valli. I think he's one of the...
A cardinal sin.
One of the greatest artists there was ever in terms of singing. Chris Bryan here, Austin Price over there. As you're zipping around this afternoon and tonight, be careful. We've told you about them before, but I'm just making sure you remember those light cameras, those red light cameras, are active in Pensacola. 5 intersections here. You need to be extra careful. Not that you... Listen. Don't be extra careful of these intersections. Just be careful.
Right.
And do it across the board at every intersection.
Yeah, be careful just on the road. Yeah,
exactly. 9th and Bayou near Cordova Mall. 9th and Airport also near the mall. 9th and Fairfield. Davis and Fairfield. 9th and Gregory Streets. By the way, there is a grace period in place. After February 1st, citations will be issued. But be extra careful. The lights are up and you've been warned.
Yes.
How about that?
Very impactful. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Around this time every afternoon, we typically see a lot of our congestion begin to die down. As for the weather, 37 degrees, low of 30 tonight. Right now, there's a wind chill going on, making it feel like 26 when that wind's kicking in. So, yes, be sure to wear some long underwear, as Chris would say. Tomorrow, high of 48, low of 31. Sunny, beautiful Tuesday, just a little bit chilly there as well. And we did get confirmation earlier this hour that there's no chance of that sleet and icy roads and stuff that we were a bit concerned about last week.
Yeah, research does everything, doesn't it?
Yes. It's good to ease the mind.
Okay. Been kind of a busy day today. Congress certified the election of President-elect Trump. That was an interesting bit of footage there. The final step before he is sworn in on January 20th. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Vice President Kamala Harris presided over a joint session of the House and Senate for the certification of the electoral vote, declaring Donald Trump the winner of the presidential election.
Donald J. Trump of the state of Florida has received 312 votes. Kamala D. Harris.
Without any interruption or protest, the session lasted just minutes, 4 years after supporters of then-President Trump stormed the Capitol in a deadly riot that stalled the certification for hours. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Yeah, you, Chris, you applauded Kamala Harris for kind of, you know, you looked panicked for a moment. What I did? What now? But no, in all seriousness, yeah, you know, you gave her props for kind of holding her own there and sticking to her mission.
That was rough. You know, it had to be rough.
Yeah, awkward as well.
Well, yeah. Anyway, so I did say, yeah, you know, she deserves a pat on the back for really doing her duty.
Right,
and that's what she's sworn to do. So, good for Kamala, I guess. New York's, this is crazy, first of all. New York City's controversial congestion pricing plan. Are you familiar with this?
No.
Raising rates per the time of day. If it's a busy time like rush, they're going to up the rates and stuff like this.
Gotcha.
Well, it's now officially in effect for Manhattan drivers. How do they afford to do it? I just don't get it. Alexis McAdams has more from Upper Manhattan.
Under the new congestion toll plan, most drivers will be charged $9, okay, so the cars and SUVs. But if you have a big truck, it's going to be more than $21 a pop. So each time you pass through, you get that charge. And those fees are going to impact the prices of other goods and services, your cup of coffee or your delivery charge. Supporters, who include New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who launched this thing, say it's going to accomplish three main goals. They say it's going to ease traffic, clean up the air, and help pay for upgrades to the public transportation system. But people thought that's what their taxes were already supposed to do. But a recent Siena College poll finds 51% of New Yorkers are against this entire thing.
And they're probably saying, well, wait, where did that $2 billion we gave to house all the immigrants, where'd that money go?
I was about to say, the whole idea that, yeah, New Yorkers aren't happy about this. I would imagine not.
Another reason that we should be just thanking our lucky stars we live in Pensacola, Florida.
Absolutely. And I mentioned this before the break.
And that's the truth.
And so is this. And this is some very good news as well. A new study shows teens are using less drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. An annual survey taken by the University of Michigan since 1975 examined the responses of nearly 24,000 middle and high schoolers across the U.S. More than half of high school seniors reported not using alcohol, marijuana, cigarettes, or e-cigarettes in the past 30 days, which is the most since 2017. The abstinence rate in high school sophomores was even higher at 80%, reaching a record, and 90% of middle schoolers reported no use, which is in line with the last survey taken.
5:58, News Radio 92.3. If you're among half of credit card holders who carry debt from month to month, you're unlikely to catch much of a break in 2025. This year probably won't bring you much relief. Bankrate expects the average credit card rate to fall about a half a percentage point over the course of this year. That would bring the average down to a still high of 19%, and that's brutal. I mean, that is absolutely brutal. One thing that's positive, if you're looking at the 2025 crystal ball for Pensacola, looks pretty good, continues its growth spurt into the year. Now, this year, at least three major hotel projects are expected to be announced, and designs of other hotels and apartments will be unveiled to the public this year. Plus, long-awaited pickleball courts are slated at the Port of Pensacola. Coming up next hour, I'll be telling you about Milton's new pickleball courts.
Alrighty. And the world's oldest known person has died in Japan at the age of 116, passing the torch to a Brazilian nun who credits her longevity to her Catholic faith. At nearly 117 years old, Ina Canabaro Lucas is known for her love of soccer and was even honored by Pope Francis on the occasion of her 110th birthday. She described herself just last year as young, pretty, and friendly. So she's knocking on the door of 117.
I remember watching Tyler play soccer at the Catholic school, St. Martin, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
We had a 7-foot nun. We started screaming and yelling. She'd come over there and whap you in the knuckles with a ruler.
The tallest nun in the world.
I will never forget that. Some of the great fond memories of growing up in a Catholic school, I guess.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.